Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Joining us now is Dr. Becky Demokos-Bays. Hope I pronounced that right. She is the Loudoun County Schools Nutrition Services Director. Dr. Becky, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Wanted to talk to you about a fundraiser that is happening in the Loudoun County school system. There is an unpaid tab of $20,000 for meal bills. Now, these are kids who get lunch and breakfast, and they don't have the funds in their accounts to pay for those meals. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, now these are kids that their parents make too much money to qualify for the subsidized, for the free breakfast and lunch, but so they can't afford to pay for the breakfast. They kind of fall in that hole then.
That's true. For most of that debt, that's the case. Even in Loudoun County, which is, you know, one of the wealthiest counties in the country, we have some real severe need and some food insecurity, and some of our kids, our families fall right outside of that line, and so they often don't have the money to pay for a meal, and we're not going to turn a child down. You have to have a nutritious meal to be ready to learn academically, so our goal is to do that.
What would normally happen, say, if you reached the end of the year, you had $20,000 in meal debt, and nobody volunteered, for instance, to pay?
Well, what happens is up until this last year, our schools were responsible, and often the PTAs have a fund, or a parent would step up at a particular school and say, I would like, you know, this $50 or whatever they wanted to donate to go to the bed debt at our school. And we honored that. And so at the end of the year, the school then had to come up with the rest of the money. Mm-hmm. And so last year, there was a segment on one of the morning shows, national morning shows, that talked about some volunteers who had volunteered to pay off a school debt in their school division. And so we had two citizens contact me at about the same time. And so I kind of said, well, let's get together on this. And so I put them together, and we noodled it over a little bit and decided that the best way to go forth was to go through our Loudoun Education Foundation. And so they solicited money through that. And then at the end of the time, the LEF, gave us a check, and we went down through the schools and paid off. And at the very last day of school, we had a businesswoman come forth and said, how much do we owe, is owed to you all? And we told her, and she paid it off to the penny. Oh. So this community was very generous last year, and so they started it again this year, and we're kind of in the beginning stages of the fundraising right now. But because of the donation on the last day of school last year, we had a little over $4,000 to apply to this year's debt as well.
That's fantastic. Now, I'm gonna play devil's advocate here with you. What is to prevent someone who can afford lunch to just not put the money in their kid's account and go, yeah, somebody will donate the money, and walking away? Is there any way to weed those people out?
To be honest, no. That could happen, and it may very well happen occasionally. But what happens at the school level, when we see a child who would not normally have a charge, once they've done it a couple times, the manager would go to the principal and say, you know, maybe something's going on with this family. You know, sometimes there's just an illness, or somebody has gone out of the country, or there might have been a catastrophic occurrence in the family, like a house burned down or things that we wouldn't necessarily know, but of course the school would know. And so there's some a lot of direct contact in with that. And I know I made the comment, even when my two children were in school, I forgot one time with both of them, and I never forgot more than once because they came home and told me about it. So, you know, sometimes people just forget, but most people pay it back.
Okay, so that's not a big problem. So that's not who we're talking about here. We're talking about these people then, for the most part, who fall in this hole of, wow, I make too much money to get assistance, but I don't make enough money for my kids to be able to pay
right.
for lunch.
It's not that they don't try. I mean, it's not that they charge every day. They pay as they can.
Right. Right. Okay. Now, you talked about people being able to donate. So if someone's listening to this and they want to donate, they say, you know what, I would like to contribute here. How do they do that? How do they get in touch with you? What do they do?
Oh, they can go through the Loudoun Education Foundation, or they can go through PayPal. And if they do that, either way, write a check or go through PayPal, they should just denote that it's for school meal debt in the notes section of the check, or however they're going to, in PayPal, so that way it gets to the right place.
And this money is earmarked and it goes directly for that?
Yes, absolutely. 100% of the funds go directly to it. There's no overcharge or undercharge or anything nefarious going on. It's strictly a straight pass-through to us, and we go through the schools and we just start where we left off and then just keep going down until the money's gone.
Gotcha. And that'll happen. And you cut those checks, at the end of the school year?
Yeah, they'll cut a check to us and then we start paying off.
Okay.
Probably in the middle of May, beginning of May, and that way we know where we're at.
When did this start to become a problem? When was the first year that you started running a deficit?
Well, I can't truly answer that. I've been here. This is the finishing up my fourth year here in Loudoun. Mm-hmm. But this is a nationwide problem. It's all over the place. I mean, school meal debt has always been there. It's just that it's become a national issue because of, I guess, some perceived lunch shaming is what they're calling it now.
Lunch shaming. Unbelievable. You know, it's still cheaper to buy a loaf of bread and peanut butter and jelly than to pay for all of these lunches every day. I mean, it can be done. There are ways to feed the kids.
Yeah.
Yes, but we don't want a child to come through the line and a tray taken away from them.
Right.
And hand them an alternative meal. That's not, if you're a kindergartner or even a middle school or a high school.
Yeah.
That's pretty degrading.
No, you're doing the right thing. I just mean for parents at home, to the type of food that they produce. It is actually cheaper to buy the food and produce it yourself instead of just relying on the school to feed your kid all the time.
Well, but a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is fine, but you don't get the fruits and vegetables. For us, $3.05 in an elementary school will get basically a five-course meal. You got a pint of milk, and you've got fruits and vegetables, and you've got lean proteins and whole grains, so it's a very nutritious meal.
Sounds pretty good. I could use a five-course meal right about now. Thank you.
$3, I tell you. Come on out. We'll give you breakfast if you can.
Dr. Becky DeMocco-Space, thank you so much. If you want to donate, LoudounEducationFoundation.org. Thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. It's 724 on WMAL.